Then we move to item nine, which is this recommendation that we do move ahead to establish a working fabric, a working framework, if you like, for the Commission going forward. There's a paper in front of you which contains the suggestion that we might, at the outset, look at establishing three panels. This emanated from the Harbour Enhancement Committee, having done a fair bit of homework on what was needed and what was how other harbours dealt with these issues. As you see, the suggestion is that we have three panels. One which would look at planning and design across the whole of the waterfront. One would look at public-private across the waterfront. And then another one would be responsible for branding and promotion. Again, looking how we position the harbour as a whole, if you like, and all the activities on the waterfront and in the water as well. Just to let you know, and I think it's fair, because I have been approached by a number of people who said, this is fine if we look at looking for expert help in these areas, but how are we going to drive, if you like, how are we going to ensure delivery of the individual projects, particularly how are we going to ensure the delivery of Kai Tak, how are we going to ensure the delivery of the Central Wanchai Reclamation, and how are we going to ensure delivery of the 22 plus projects that the government's already got ongoing, plus a myriad of other issues. And there is a suggestion, and again I want this explored and discussed if we may, that in addition to these expert panels which will provide specialist advice in these areas, that we have one, two or even three project groups which are entrusted, if you like, with the delivery of that particular project. So for instance, there might be, and I am throwing this open for discussion, there might be a Kai Tak project group which would be take responsibility for the delivery of the Kai Tak project. There might be a central Wanchai project group which would take responsibility for delivery of the central Wanchai, and then another group which would take responsibility for delivery of all the other various initiatives that are going along the waterfront. Because with the concern that people, members seem to have, or others seem to have, about this particular model that's suggested in the paper here, there isn't necessarily any real accountability or responsibility. People are providing advice, views on what works, what doesn't work. But in terms of ensuring this delivery function, if you like, that we have as part of our ongoing responsibility, that doesn't seem to, if you like, to be catered for. So I just throw that out for members' thought. I mean, clearly, having just listened to Kai Tak, myriad of issues there where Stephen is obviously looking for guidance for steerage, where a panel, where a working group, a task force, whatever you should call it, which was entrusted with Kai Tak delivery could help him. Central, we've already talked about in terms of this particular PPP initiative, but there's a whole myriad of issues again associated with infrastructure on the Central Wanchai Reclamation. And Maisie is struggling with many, many other initiatives around the waterfront. So maybe in addition to this, there is a case for project groups. But having said that, I throw it out for members' discussion, for members' thought. Anybody, any thoughts? Please.
Clarification. I just wonder whether you are thinking of, in terms of the three panels and project groups within the panels, under the panels, or, you know, are they separate?
Well, the suggestions that have emanated from a number of members of the Commission, but also from people outside, is that the project groups will be independent. They will be largely made up of Commission members, because at the end of the day, the buck stops around this table, let's be honest. And that the project groups would be independent of the panels, but will refer to the panels. So if the Kai Tak group wanted a view on design or urban planning, they would refer to that panel. If they wanted a view on what was the best PPP model for a particular site at Kai Tak, they'd go to that panel. If they were interested in how to promote and market what they were doing, what was happening on Kai Tak, they would go to the branding and the promotion panel. So there'd be panels to which the groups could refer.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit concerned on that the management structure, you put it this way, then under the Commission, you may have a couple of working groups report to the Commission, and you have a couple of panels report to the Commission. You're looking at today, so the other paper, other project report back to this Commission. So how you manage with so many people back to the commission? I would rather say, like, you under the panel to have the working, the project group, so that the panel can filter the recommendation from the project group, and you just from the panel report back to the commission. So in terms of management, that's much easier for the commission, rather than you have work project group, you have panel, and all come back to the, so you have multi-channel back to one single point. In terms of management, it will work quite difficult for the commission to manage. I would think that if you have to let the project under the panel, or a special working task group under each panel, then I think it's much more easy to handle. That's my thought.
So, I'm not sure I quite understand. Can you explain your model?
My model is we have the commission, and under commission we have the three panels. And with each panel, we have the project group or working group, whenever we find necessary. Rather than have the panel report back to the commission, and also have the project group report back to the panel. I found that maybe too many people report back to the panel, a little commission, which we may find difficult to handle within one meeting.
Please. We're talking about three panels of serving three different functions. But then we have a project group, you know, look into the whole project with various functions. So if we are not having one and four, say, for PPP formula for all, then why should we have the panel? Why don't we just go to the project group and come back to the commissions? Because each one will have a different proposal, so to speak.
Well, I think the panels were there intended to ensure a holistic approach to these issues, so that, you know, we get a common, people talk about theming around the waterfront. You know, if you've got a design and a panel, that would obviously help ensure that commonality. If you have a PP panel, that would assure that the different groups that are operating around the waterfront would at least come back to the panel to make sure that what they were doing linked into what the others were doing. Sorry, Paul.
Then what about the partnership scheme? They should be different for different projects, isn't it?
Maybe I should just clarify that when I look at this paper, the panel on PPP, if you look down the paper paragraph 13, this panel is intended to operate on a site-specific or project-specific basis. In other words, it is not a panel to talk about principles. It is a panel to work on site-specific or project-specific basis. Because last HEC, we have spent 2 years already on the general parameters. So this is, whether you call it a panel or a project group or delivery group, that doesn't really matter. But I really don't think we should spend time on talking about general stuff on PPP. This is the time to move on to talk about site-specific models that we could deliver. So actually, it's more delivery.
Chairman, if I think and I hope we can conclude, if you've got to be site-specific. And also, if I take experience from ACC in Vincent's group, where we looked at the harbour as a whole, where most of the issues came, we had a workload that was too great because we had all the site-specific projects all in one team. So, and to be site-specific, we'll have to still work on each site within the context of that site. So, if you discuss the PPP for the site for Central, you still have to look at the entire Central area and decide on what the services are going to be. So, to have area-specific panels, one for Kitech, one for Central, one Chai, because those are your main developments, and then the rest of the harbour fronts you can cover then in the third group. You then they are then responsible. They know what are your design intentions for the site, and then when you move over from design towards implementations, then you start developing your PPP, and when the site starts to be completed, you start developing into branding and promotion. I think that will be the most practical way forward. In addition to those three areas, I would strongly recommend that we include a special panel that purely looks at marine users and all the water panel users in the harbour. So far, ever since the ACC started, we've never looked at that consistently, and there was a major gap in our planning for the entire waterfront for the marine users, as we have identified just in the closing of the ACC. So that would, and then we solve the issue. And as we need experts, they can be pulled in.
So
if you work on a specific side and start to go drilling down into legal, technical, financial, technical issues, I'm sure we can pull in the expert as we need them.
My sense is that the choice is either geographical or its function. You know, this is a functional suggestion here, proposal, but you could go to graphic. That would be an alternative we could think about. But then have those functions within each of the groups, as you're suggesting. Please.
Jim, maybe I just have a thought on that, just because I think that the purpose of setting up this commission is really looking at the harbourfront as a whole. So I think that by setting up our commission and the panel and the projects, there's a lot of hierarchies and some of the information can be lost in between. And I think that to facilitate this, I think that in terms of the project, if you do decide to set up a project group, it may be worthwhile for the commission to actually give it a bit of direction to start off with. Because what I may be worried about is that each group goes ahead and meets on their independent group on itself, very project focused. And each of the group works together, works separately. And then when they spend a lot of time and effort discussing it, coming with an actual suggestion, then when you put it together, the different project, it doesn't fit together. Because at the end of the day, we're looking at the harbourfront as the access and the integration between the different projects together. So one way we're setting these up, trying to facilitate and meeting a timeline. But at the same time, one thing I'm worried that if you set up too many different panels, then each group spends a lot of effort and time, and time goes down the drain, and then when you've decided, and then when you bring it out together, it doesn't link together, and there's no access together. So
you favour function rather than job?
No, I'm not saying that I'm not saying one function or project is better, but I think that we should have some kind of direction, saying that what do we want in an overall harbour front, and then people have a direction to work with. For example, let's say a theme park. A theme park has its corporate identity. I think that a theme park should have its direction, so when people see it, sees it as a one project or one development, rather than many small developments that they design on its own, and then you frame it as a theme park on its own. Rather, a different approach where we should consider theme parks and what function we should have in it, and then we have a different panel, so it has a sense of direction when the people meet together as a project basis. That's all.
I'm sorry to push you, but in the sense, I think we ought to come out of today with a structure. Because the panels or the groups, which whatever we decide to call them, I think have got to start work almost immediately. We've seen a number of issues today that require almost immediate attention. So I think I need a steer, and I think we need to make a decision as to whether we go the function route, if you like, or the geography route. Geography would be, if you like, one for central, one for Kaitak, and one for the rest. The function would be as per the recommendation in the paper. Each is not perfect, if you like, but each has things in its favour.
Chairman, sorry. My preference would be to go the geographical routes, but one question was, in your introductory remarks at the very beginning of the meeting, you alluded to some sort of overall concept planning for the harbour as a whole, and again, without knowing the background of what exactly has been done there, my question would be, if we went the geographical route, would there be a panel for that, effectively, the sort of overall concept planning, as it were?
I think you'd need that in addition if you went the geographical route. You would need somebody who's looking at the whole.
Yeah.
Please, Dr. Ho.
I think we work for the harbourfront for a number of years. So I would support the recommendation as stated in the paper.
So you
support the recommendation as stated in the paper.
Okay, so you're a functional man.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. If you look at the agenda for today, actually the discussion is based on individual projects. So I would support that we will go by individual project basis for the panels. And also, as explained by Vice Chairman, we have already talked about PPP, the concept and how it's going to be run. And then when I looked at the original paper, it also talked about branding and promotion. I guess maybe in fact, the first thing to do is to make sure that everything is, under development towards, a end result, and then we can then go for branding and promotion. Seems like, and also the overall concept, overall, idea of how the harbourfront should be developed, I guess it is a general terms of reference that should be given to individual projects, and it would have to be the mandate, and I don't think there's any need really to have a specific panel to do the overall, government of the the development concept for the individual site. What I mean is, you have already got an overall idea about how the HarbourFront is going to be developed, and then you know what the individual project group needs to do is just to follow that direction. And yeah.
Fine. Okay. Carlos, please.
From the management point of view, the project approach may have the danger that we have unlimited proliferation of projects. Then we have a lot of team. At the end of the day, the structure is more stable in some sense. So we have only three major panels, and then under that we have project. Otherwise, we will start to create more and more project team under it. So that's the danger.
I mean, this is a start, if you like. You know, in the way I agree with you on branding and marketing, that could possibly follow. And the two that seem to me that require immediate attention are design and the PPP. I mean, coming out of today. Please.
I think for me it's a bit difficult for us to actually follow the concept of the three panel system as indicated in the paper, because whenever you come up with a project, then you have to immediately categorize that particular project into one of the three panels, which is, I think is a bit of it's difficult for us to actually immediately say that, okay, this is the PPP and this is the planning design and then it's the brand planning promotion. I think For me, instead of actually going for project or these kind of panels, maybe we follow the traditional government system of areas that divided into three areas, shoreline. For example, the Kowloon East, Kowloon West, and that island, and the Hong Kong Island. Maybe it's a bit easy for us to concentrate our effort into the real project implementation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just a guide to a view from this end of the table, is like chatting with the Central Development that really we probably ought to think about the geographic route. I mean, you can't break Hi-Tech up into these different elements. You've got to look at Hi-Tech as a whole, and it embraces all these different these items here, plus a whole range of other items as well. So I think the sense at this end is probably geographic, but please, if people disagree, so we would have, we'd probably, if it was geographic, we'd have to start with three panels. We'd start with a panel for Hi-Tech, a panel for Central Wan Chai, and then one that gathers up everything else. Sorry.
Thank you. Just to support geographic, I think I've been long been an advocate of setting up a committee for Kaitak and having a continued focus there, and I think Wan Chai is similarly important, and we need something then to catch all the rest. I do share other concerns about the workload of that committee though, so I guess that answer really raises Carlos's question about the proliferation of committees, but I guess we cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, it does mean, of course, that you'll be duplicating a lot of skill sets, which I think might be a problem, given how many designers and experts on PPP and so on are around.
Sorry, yes, please.
I think
I'll come to you. Sorry, yes, please.
Sorry, Chairman. I think once you've decided we go to geographical, then I think some fundamental principle thing can come back to this commission.
Yes.
And then after we had the ruling from here, then we give the guy to all the project group. Then I think that's much easier to handle.
Cross border issues that can come to the commission.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Well, sorry. the paper that suggests we have three panels with three specialist groups. They will look in overall view. I think we should give it a trial. Because I don't see many projects coming up the next couple months, and see how it works on a specific project team reporting to this specialist group. One looking at the PPP, one looking overall design for the total harbor coordination. And if it doesn't work, if it's a proliferation project, then we're going to see how we learn from experience and change it then.
Chairman, maybe Peter hasn't seen our list of projects around the harbour. 22 action areas, with about 20 projects in each action area. There's about 200 projects on the road.
Suggestion, members, because obviously this is an important issue, but we do need to move on it. Why don't we start and try and formulate three geographical groups, essentially driven by the commission, with commission members. Those groups could then meet and identify what additional skills they needed Those skills could either be co-opted, or to the extent they want to create a small subgroup that advises them on design or advises them on public-private, they could do that. I mean, I think the project groups or the geographical groups could access skill sets in whatever way they think is appropriate, I think. The core seems to be, though, going forward to set up these three groups, and then they can sit down and work out what they need by way of additional resources. They can co-op people, or then set up little groups to advise them on specialist areas. I would have thought that's probably where we should take it, but please.
Well, having listened to members, I also will go for a more geographical base, panels or subgroups, whatever. But I just wonder whether, I also take the Peter's point about skills next. If every of the three subgroups needs to go through PPP, that would be very difficult for me. As far as we are concerned, at the moment, right at this moment, the three potential areas for PPP are all on Hong Kong Island. Quarry Bay, Central. Two are in Central and one is in Quarry Bay. I cannot think of one on Kowloon yet. So I wonder whether the Central and Wanzhai could be expanded to just Hong Kong Island, so that all the expertise on actually looking at PPP could focus. Because for a while, CK will correct me, for a while there might not be much happening on Wanzhai when this reclamation and bypass are going on, and that will take 5 years.
Yeah,
so Wanzhai probably will be frozen for the next 5 years in terms of new things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But other parts in Quarry Bay or even in Western, somebody is now advocating that we do something on Western Kennedy Town, will be really on the northern shore of the Victoria Harbour, so it's not on Hong Kong Island.
Actually, I mean, that fits in rather well. I mean, we need to think holistically anyway. If one group tackles North Shore Hong Kong Island, one does Kai Tak, and one does the Kowloon area, Tsim Sha Tsui Kowloon, all the way through to Lei Yu Mun, and across to Tsuen Wah. Paul?
I would support that, but I hope that the others group could take into the marine users and specifically look at the marine. One of the groups had a specific look at the marine users, which is currently not addressed. Rather than you, we're losing that. So if one of the groups could take that on.
All right. So can we look, I mean not today, but can we look for volunteers, please? We'd like each of you to serve on at least one panel. And we'd be looking for chairs. So any volunteers, we'd welcome. But we'll obviously ring you up and talk to you and chat with you. But I'm quite keen to get these panels together and get a meeting to decide what their resource needs are and what the priorities are.